Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everybody? Happy Friday to you, and welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We have a lot of stuff to get into today. Show is a little abbreviated, so I got to give you these topics. Mahomes, Zion equals injuries. Yankees, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. Touch on the issue football. It's more general NBA and NFL type news. So there's a lot of stuff to get into. No time to waste. We have the one and only Mia Chambers joining us at about 10 minutes after the hour. That's when we'll knock those picks out. All that and more right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And we are brought to you, of course, by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, let them know that the Cave Show sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member. Get a locker, backs it up to a humidor, never worry about sticks going bad. Come in, check out all the games, NFL, League Pass, NBA ticket. I may have them in reverse order. Watch your baseball playoffs. Watch all the college games. Places packed on Saturday mornings. Get in there. Get down there. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know PLR sent you. They will take care of you up to 10% off your cigar. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. They do serve beer and wine, so just come down there and be ready to go. Watch one of the many televisions. And again, let them know that PLR sent you. 10% off of your cigar purchase. Next Thursday, we will be back in the house for Cigars with the Cave Show. So definitely looking forward to that. So let's start with last night first. Let's start with Patrick Mahomes and his injury. We'll deal with that, and then we'll get into Zion. But Mahomes was hurt last night. The word on the street is he's going to be out bare minimum, 3 weeks. Dislocated his right kneecap and a quarterback sneak that he's trying to get a yard. Matt Moore will be his backup. Now, the Chiefs did win the game, embarrass the Broncos. And if we had a lot of time today, I get into how that's a mess, and that mess started the day they decided that they wanted to go and get a quarterback that was done to play quarterback. So I'm not going to touch any of that today. I'm going to be nice. But this is going to be a rallying cry. The Chiefs have to pull through until Mahomes comes back. No one in the NFL cries for you. No one is going to say, we'll just stop rolling until he gets back. Well, they're going to attempt to roll right over and right through the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, there's been a lot of noise. Should they have ran him on a sneak? Should they have done this? Should they have done that? Listen, if he's out there playing, he's out there playing. So there's if the playbook is open to him, it's open to him. I mean, I don't know what to say. So, if things like this, you can't protect. You can't say, well, if we knew this could happen, we wouldn't have done that. Well, everyone knows that. Whenever someone says, if I knew that would happen, I wouldn't have done it. Well, duh. Nobody would have done any bad thing if they, or any one thing if they knew something bad could come of it. But if you heard that collective sound of groans, it wasn't just the Chiefs. It was every fantasy football owner alive saying, oh, no. No, 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 no. A good friend of mine has Patrick Mahomes in three leagues. He said he's not going to be the Dolphins, but it's pretty much tank job from here on in. We'll get back. We'll talk more. More football. More Patrick Mahomes. I do want to touch on a little bit of baseball quickly, though. Game last night, Astros and the Yanks. Listen to me when I tell you things. I don't just tell you things for the sake of telling you things. I tell you things because it's the truth. And I came right here on this program, and I said to everyone, the Yankees have little to no shot to beat the Astros. But there is one shot they have. That one shot they had was to get to Gerrit Cole. And they didn't do it. Or as my man Denzel Washington said in training day, you couldn't do it. You can't do it. He was hittable. You could have got to him, but you didn't. And when you didn't get to him, that was it. If the Yankees could have gotten to Gerrit Cole, the confidence would have went through the roof for everyone. Their hitters would have believed, if we can hit Gerrit Cole, we can hit everyone. And don't tell me things aren't mental. Because if you take out their best guy, you then feel good about yourself. And the next time you face him, you know, oh, we got this guy before. No big deal. But when you didn't get to him, and you fell down 2-1, in the back of your mind, you knew you might be able to get to the Greinke. And you got to Greinke a little bit. But Tanaka, or as I say, Tanaka, couldn't hold down the bats. See, I think if you get to Gerrit Cole, last night changes. Changes everything. But now you're down 3-1, and you get Verlander tonight. And in a clutch, guess who can pitch again on Sunday? Oh, my goodness, is it? No, it's not. Don't you tell me it's Gerrit Cole. See, that was your time, and you didn't do it. The Astros are a tough team to beat because they can play so well and play any kind of baseball you want. They put pressure on you because they don't strike out a lot. They put the ball in play. The Yankees, they go up there and they bomb. I mean, they bomb. Boom, bam, gone. Boom, bam, gone. But in the playoffs, that pitching is different. In the playoffs, you're not seeing pitching from the Royals where you can hit 10 jacks in a weekend. You're not seeing Detroit Tigers pitching. You're not seeing Chicago White Sox pitching. You're not seeing that pitching. You're not seeing Rangers pitching. See, the Astros pitching, night after night after night. And they have, and when I say professional hitters, I mean professional hitters. They are going to put the pressure on you, and they're not going to let up. And the Yankees just can't do that. Big-time fielding errors last night. You don't want to help the Astros, but they don't give you a choice. They just come at you and come at you and come at you and come at you. And that's why they're the best team in baseball. And I'm not going to disrespect the Nationals with their frontline pitching. Patrick Corbin, Strasburg. They got Cy Young winners over there too. But that's why it's going to be good. I've heard the blowhards, well, you got to have the Yankees in to make people want to watch. No, you don't. We got to have the Yankees in because at least they score runs. What do you think the Astros can do? Baseball has to get away from that. It has to be the Yankees, the Dodgers, or the Red Sox, or the Cubs, or the Cardinals. There's other teams that can come up from nowhere and show you that they can be marketable teams because of the way they play the game and how good they are at playing the game. This is what happened in the NBA. For years we thought, oh, we got to have a New York team in, or we got to have an LA team in, or we got to have Chicago in, and then Golden State came, and for the last 5 years they've mesmerized basketball. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to necessarily be the big market runs it all where nobody wants to watch. If that's the case, why play games? Why let people participate? Let's just start the World Series with the Dodgers and the Yankees and tell everyone else, well, don't worry about it. Once the Dodgers were eliminated, the West Coast viewership was gone anyway. So you want to go with the best team. One would argue by the Astros making it, you'll get a lot of eyes because you'll get all of Texas watching the World Series. I think so many people still live on the lure of names that they forget a lot of things that happen. Kids don't even remember. 30-year-olds don't remember the Cubs sucked forever. If you're 16 years old and you're a Cubs fan, you remember Joe Madden years, and they've all been winning years. 2001 was 19 or 18 years ago. Nobody remembers 2001. Nobody remembers 2000. Nobody remembers 1999 unless you're of age. Remember, if you were born in 1999, if that's when you were born, your good memory of sports, really getting into sports, started in 2010. So let's remember that. Step away, pay a couple bills.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
So pretty soon we should have the one only Mia Chambers hopping on here with us. Calling number is 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Do want to touch on something really quickly. Zion Williamson, number one pick in NBA draft, will be out for the first week of basketball. Hurt his knee in the preseason. He's got to miss a little bit. Initially, he was going to just miss the opening, but now he's going to miss some weeks. So they're thinking he hurt the knee on Sunday against the San Antonio Spurs. Here it is, plain and simple. Zion needs to trim some pounds. He is a freak of nature athletically, but he's got to come off some of those pounds because the regular NBA pounding and with the amount of pressure he puts on his body with his drumming ability. I just got two words for you, Zion. Derrick Rose. You can't play that violent and do the things you do to your body and expect it to hold up. On the Kerry Lackey Law line, the one, the only Mia Tamers. I'm hoping she's calling from a payphone because, woo, Wednesday, that New York connection was just terrible.
I am not calling from a payphone. But
like
I'm hoping that today will be better.
I felt like it was like 1978 to have all your dimes stacked up on the payphone, and every time an operator comes on and says, please add a dime for 3 more minutes. That you'll be ready.
I'm ready today, though.
So, Patrick Mahomes, before we do these picks, hurt his knee. A lot of folks belly aching. Why do you have him running a quarterback sneak? Why? Well, if you play football, injury's part of the game. If you can play,
exactly.
If you're ready to play, the playbook is open. At any point, you could get hurt. So my opinion is, people, shut the hell up.
Exactly. And first of all, he's been hurt. Let's not act like this just happened off that quarterback sneak. He's been playing on that bum ankle for about 3 weeks now. So if they really were that concerned, they would have pulled him out 3 weeks ago and let him heal properly. Like, this injury is because he's been playing on that bum ankle, and that ankle just ain't strong.
Agreed. Agreed, big time.
So,
agreed.
The only thing, I never like to see a player hurt, but looks like the AFC Championship might be coming through New England. That's all I have to say about that.
Why does it always go back to New England? I know this, though. I thought they were crying in Kansas City. There's some fantasy football owners out there. Just their side is hurt this morning.
Yeah, I would imagine. And then, you know what? I was thinking, let me just tell you, I'm in a few fantasy leagues, right? So the guy that I played last week before this injury happened, because obviously this injury is a part of this week's game, he had Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback. And I'm like, why couldn't he get hurt last week? I'm just saying, you gonna get hurt and stuff. You could have got hurt last week. That would have been a little more beneficial.
This man hurts his kneecap. And your first thought isn't, man, I hope he's fine. It's, why didn't the guy who had him last week, why couldn't that have happened this week? That's your first thought.
That is my first thought.
Now, you know that says a lot, right? I'm just saying.
I don't want to see no players hurt. But in this grand scheme of things, all players are potentially open for injury in the game of football. It is one of the most aggressive sports. It is the most contact sport. So you can expect injuries to happen. I'm just saying it would have been nice how he got hurt last week instead of this week. That's all I'm saying.
Can I share something with you? I'm in a couple fantasy leagues with you. Just saying. And just so you know, that wasn't going to help you as much as you think because you're struggling.
No, well, yeah, in your two leagues, I am struggling. But in this other league, I was actually undefeated until last week.
Then I don't know who played in that other league with you because I'm going to put you on Front Street. You're 3-9 in the leagues
Exactly. But also, I have a better team in my other league. And you're in the league that I'm in with you. My team is mediocre at best.
So that means you got to get me in this other league because obviously these cats can't draft. Because who's 3-9?
No, well, I'm not saying I have the best team. I'm just saying I have a better team than what I have in the league that I'm playing for you.
Yeah, because you're borderline ready to turn into the Dolphins and start tanking and. And this one
exactly. That's how my teams are. Everybody stay hurt. I'm like, how come all my players get hurt? And then the one time I have my opportunity to win, the player gets hurt the next week.
Yeah, that's not good.
Trust me.
Because
Exactly. I'm not having a good year this year. This year ain't my year for fantasy. I can admit it. It's not my year for fantasy. I'm not having a good one.
Well, Yeah, I'm looking. Before we do these picks, if we got to get to them, I'm looking at your starting lineup this weekend, and I'm just going to ask you a question straight out. Are you turning to the Dolphins and tanking? Because why the hell do you have the Rams defense starting and you got the Bears defense on your bench?
Because I'm telling you, I have too much going on. First of all, you know, the past 2 weeks, I haven't even changed my lineup. So whoever was in, was in. And that's all that there is to that. I was out of commission for a couple weeks. Although I am back, and I am going to change up my lineup this week. The last 2 weeks, you know, I need a pass for that. You know, I was under a lot of stress these past 2 weeks, and I had forgot about changing my lineup until it was already too late. So, and then at that point, I just left. Was in. And whoever was out, was out. But this week, I'm going to make a conscious effort to get back on track with my entire life. So, with that being said, don't look for me to lose anymore, even though it's probably not going to make a difference.
It really isn't, because I'm looking at the rest of your roster. It really won't. It won't.
That's what I'm saying. But
at least it'll look a little bit more respectable. But, yeah, it won't.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
like, at least I tried, right? I gave it a fighting chance.
Yeah, what do you like to say? You gave it the old college effort. But, yeah. Yeah. Whenever your kicker is expected to have more points than your starting wide receiver, you're in trouble.
Right. That's what I'm saying. My team is garbage. I don't know what happened this year, but whatever happened did not work in my favor. And my teams are straight trash this year, all of them, except for that one. I'm in six leagues, and I have one good team out of all of that.
All right, I just want you to let this resonate, marinate, all the heat one more time. Your kicker has the same amount of projected points as your wide receiver.
That's what I'm saying. My team is trash. You're not believing me. There's a reason why I'm losing. It's not out of failed attempts. It's out of my players are garbage. Basura, trash.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. In all my years of playing fantasy football, I don't think a starting kicker has ever been projected to have more points than a starting wide receiver.
Listen, my kicker is the only reason why I'm in the game. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, Lord, I hope I don't lose to you because I'll never live that down.
Yeah, exactly. Please don't be one of the teams that lose to me, please, because I'm telling you right now, you will never live it down. With the garbage that I have, if I beat anybody, they should be ashamed.
All right, well, we got 9 minutes. Let's get these picks in, because,
All right.
On by Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Tampa, and Carolina. Wow. I'm still tripping on that projected point. Los Angeles, the Rams go to Atlanta.
The Rams, even with their horrible defense.
You know what? I'm picking the Falcons. And here's why.
Please explain.
Hear me out. I know their defense is shaky, right? I really do. And I know the Falcons have a really shaky defense too. But the problem is the Rams, either they can't run the ball or they don't want to. Or Todd Gurley is really hurt for real. Because Jared Goff threw for 78 yards last week. And I know San Francisco's defense is good. But when a quarterback that led a team to the Super Bowl last year passes for 78 yards, that's like me being all Madden and you being a rookie. That's too much of a difference. I have concerns about Jared Goff. I have concerns about Gurley running, and I have concerns about a West Coast team flying East Coast to play a 10 a.m. game. I've got the Falcons in this one.
Okay, let me just explain something real quick. I'm not even going to go into as much detail as you. I'm telling you, I don't really feel like losing Gurley is a big loss for them because the Gurley hasn't done nothing all year. So I believe that he is really hurt. And I believe that they're using him accordingly. But I'm telling you right now, he hasn't done nothing for them all year. So it is not going to make a difference whether he plays or not if they win this game. But the way they have been losing, I feel like if they lose this game to the Atlanta Falcons, their season is over. So that's my analogy.
Yeah, but listen to me.
Huh?
I think their season is over. I don't think this is a playoff team at all. Not in that division.
Right.
When I'm looking back,
right.
I'm looking at the teams that they beat. And, yeah, they got the Browns on the road. Yeah, they got the Saints early, right after Drew Brees got hurt. And, yeah, they got the Panthers
right.
with the hurt camp. But this is a team that lost
right.
at home and gave up 55 points to the Buccaneers.
Yep.
Jameis Winston is a turnover waiting to happen. Then they lose to Seattle,
yep.
and then they got blitzed by them going east, and they're a three-point favorite. You know what? Even if you pick them to win, give me the freaking points because I don't think there's any way in hell that they come out of Atlanta smelling good. Miami goes to Buffalo.
I'm picking Buffalo. No.
Okay. Jacksonville goes to Cincinnati.
I don't like this game at all, but I'm going to pick Jacksonville. Actually, I'm going to pick this. I don't know. Cincinnati could very well win this game, but you just can't trust them either, man.
To give you a heads up on this game, tickets to this game on the secondary market right now, $18. It'll cost you more to go out with like your child at Chick-fil-A than it would to go to this game. So nobody wants to see this game, but I'll go with Jacksonville. Minnesota goes to Detroit.
I like Minnesota, but don't sleep on Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit got holes last week, and they're at home, and they're a tough defense. I just don't trust Matt Stafford.
Exactly.
I just don't. So I'll go with you. I'll go with Minnesota, and it's like a barely go with Minnesota.
Because if the Lions are on their A game, they could very well to run away with this game. Unless the refs are determining the outcomes to games, you know, because honestly, I feel like the Lions should have beat Green Bay. I feel like, you know, they got real, real lucky. Last week because I feel like the Lions should have won that game. So, it all depends on who comes to play. If the refs are playing, you never know.
Minnesota is favored by 1 point. So, basically, even Vegas is saying it's a toss-up.
Yep,
Oakland goes to Green Bay.
Green Bay.
I'm going with Green Bay in that one also. I like the way their defense are playing. They are running the ball. Green Bay is a 5.5-point favorite. But I will say this. Oakland's been nobody's punk this year, so I will give them credit for that.
Oh, and I was going to say, I am picking Green Bay, but, I am picking them on the money line. I don't think they're going to cover.
Yeah. Game of the week. Houston goes to Indianapolis. Masterful at keeping the other team's quarterback off the field. They did it in Kansas City. They will run on you. They will control the clock on you. Their coach is an old-school throwback, even though he's an offensive guy. He believes in running. I am going with Jacksonville. I'm going with Indianapolis as my favorite in that game.
Wow, interesting. Now, I like the Colts, and if you remember back when we all started all of this, I picked the Colts to go far this year. But
you did.
Yes, I did, actually. I am not 100% confident on them beating Houston if Houston's on their A game. So I'm taking Houston in this one. But I left this game alone. I didn't touch this game.
I will tell you this, though. Houston has lost to Indianapolis, I want to say, 7 times in a row, 8 times in a row. So that's going to be tough. Arizona goes to New York. Again, a West Coast team flying east to play a 10 o'clock game. And that also, I forgot to say that with Oakland, too. West Coast team flying east to play an early game. I like Arizona better than New York. I don't know if I like Arizona on the road
week.
Better than New York. Not this week.
Right. And it's cold. It's cold out here. cold out here right now,
yeah.
you know? So
yeah.
that's another thing. You know, Arizona's used to playing in that nice, comfortable, good weather. You're going to come out here, it's going to be freezing cold. It's going to be the, you know, crack of dawn for them, technically, you know. I feel like the Giants might pull this one off. They got Saquon back, you know, even though he may not be 100%. Although Shepard's out, you know, I like the Giants here, but again, this could go either way. If Arizona's playing like they have been, then they're going to win this game. But if the circumstances take over for them, the Giants will pull this one out.
Yeah, I'm with you. Give me the Giants in this one just too, because when they throw the ball in a nice controlled environment. Roof is closed. Here in Arizona, they have shown they don't want to run the ball. So I'm not a fan of elements when you're throwing the ball 70 times a game, so I'm with you. Another West Coast team is going east, San Francisco playing Washington. Washington and Miami played last week with just you lose, no you lose, no you lose, no you lose. And San Francisco's going to run all over Washington. I don't even think it's going to be a game.
Exactly. I don't care if San Francisco don't have no quarterback. They ain't losing this game.
Yeah, they're the second largest favorite of the week. They're a 9.5-point favorite over the Washington Redskins. So to say how bad Miami is, and I will tell you this. Let me just go back. They're a 17-point dog to Buffalo, which is the biggest dog in the league.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you something. This is the one game I think Miami covers. I don't think Buffalo gets close enough.
You know, I was thinking that too. I don't think Buffalo beats Miami by 17 points. However,
I
do believe that they'll beat them by maybe 10 points, but I think Miami covers this one. I agree with you there.
Yeah, I don't think Buffalo is explosive enough on offense for that. The Chargers go to Tennessee. Give me Tennessee. They're going to run all over.
I will never bet on the Chargers ever again in my life.
Just give you money.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yep. New Orleans comes to Chicago. Chicago's pissed. That was a bad loss to bad loss to Oakland. And New Orleans, they're kind of flying high. They just barely got by Jacksonville. As much as I like Bridgewater, this is a real defense. And you give them a
exactly.
week off. They're hungry. I believe
Mitch
comes back.
And they lost
the
receiver, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And I believe Mitch comes back. So I'm taking Chicago at home in this one.
Yeah, I agree.
Baltimore goes to Seattle. Remember what you said, you're never going to bet against? I'm not betting against Russell Wilson. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I like Seattle in this game.
This one is going to surprise you. Philadelphia comes to Dallas. I think Dallas.
I like Philly.
I like Dallas. I think it'll be Zeke left, Zeke right, Zeke up the middle, and then the one weakness Philadelphia has will help Dak Prescott. Philadelphia DBs are garbage. They may as well have me back there with my 7-8 speed because they are garbage. They can't come down on a pick.
So is Dallas. Dallas is trash.
Well, here's the difference, and this is what I tell everyone. Dallas is front run. That's the difference. Their defense, when the Saints won a Super Bowl, that defense was nothing special. But the offense got
right.
in front, so the defense never lets you back in. The games that Dallas won, everybody wants to look at who Dallas played. It wasn't who they played. Dallas got out front, and then they could run on you and not let you get the ball back. Then when you
right.
got the ball back, you tried to hurry up and get back in game, and they can stop you from getting back in game. This
right.
time, I think this is where that front runner comes out of them. Because since Philadelphia has no backs, think about it. If Zeke gets to that second line, it's good night for them. And I do believe Zeke
right.
can get to that second line on Philly. I just don't think this is a game Dallas loses at home. I just don't.
I didn't think Dallas was going to lose last week.
Neither did I, to be honest with you.
Against the Jets. And Philly, well, that's up for debate on if they're a better team than the Jets. But for the most part, they are a better team than the Jets. And Dallas lost to the Jets.
Hey, I'm not disagreeing with you. On any given Sunday, anything can happen. I just don't – and if you look at that game, the way it was played, the way it was called by Dallas, they really should have won that game. They just didn't run the ball early. They got behind, and instead of their offensive coordinator saying, we're not going to panic, we're going to run, he panicked. They started throwing the ball. Then they come out in the second half, and they what do? They establish the running game, and they get right back in that game. I think this week if they're going to come out, and they're going to come right at you with the run. And whether it's working or
whatever that you think that Dallas should be doing, is they do the opposite. I mean, I just want to let you know that. whatever Dallas should do, they do the opposite every single time without fail. So I have a feeling that they know that. Yeah, bro. I think they are. I really, really do. Because they have the team. They have the talent. There's no reason that they should be playing the way that they are playing. Their game plan is completely wrong, and I can't trust them no more. So I'm taking Philly.
All right. And then on Monday night, Patriots over the Jets. But New England's a 9.5-point favorite, which really means to
I don't know if New England's going to cover, and I'm saying that.
I don't either. I think they win. I don't think they cover this.
I think they win, too, but I feel like it's going to come down to a last-minute field goal, which we can't even trust our kicker. So I don't know what we're going to do. We could lose this game. We could really lose this game. This is a division game. They always play us hard, especially in New York. I'm not going to say weather is an issue here, but the rivalry is a huge issue. And I feel like if we could potentially lose a game this season, this is one of them. I'm worried about Kansas City later on in the season as well if Rari comes back. But this could be a game that we could lose if we get behind early.
I'm with you. But I think you'll win. I really do. I think you'll pull this
one out. No, I do too. I mean, overall, you know, I never go into games thinking that we're going to lose. And I might be there on Monday night. So you might catch some, you know, good live photos and stuff. So I'll let you know. I'm trying to see how it's looking because I want, like, you know, field seats. So I might be there on Monday night. But it's going to be freezing. So I'm not exactly sure. But I'm a little scared of this game, even as a fan. I'm not too confident.
Before I let you go, I will ask you this. Are you going to the baseball game tonight?
No, I went last night, and I was very disappointed in my Yankees. And so I'm not going tonight because I was frozen last night, and I'm not going to sit through two nights of that. But I did go yesterday, and they let me down, of course, obviously, if you guys watched the game. And I'm a little nervous about this game.
They're going to lose. They're going to lose this game.
The
Astros are complete. They are complete.
They are.
Listen,
they
had a chance. They had their chance against Garrett Cole. And they, what does the soap opera say? Like sand through the time of an hourglass or whatever. They let it slip through. Once you let it slip
through.
And they did. That was it. That was their shot. And they
You're
lost.
Right.
So, yeah, save your money.
You're right.
Save your money. Watch it on TV. You don't want to be there when Houston celebrates. Watch it on TV.
No, I definitely don't want to be. And actually, I'm putting my money on Houston tonight because Verlander's pitching, and the Yankees have never beat Verlander when he's been the starting pitcher. They've never beat him during the game. So I'm going to just go with what history repeats itself and try me my money back.
Let's just say real quick, we got 2 minutes. Let's just say real quick, they win tonight. You know what that gets them? They get to face Garrett Cole again in Houston.
Exactly. You might as well lose at home and not waste your time going to Houston. At least you're at home. You can go home in a peacement of your own home and stuff. And then you got to be in Houston listening to everybody talk shit. Oh, no. They might as well lose tonight.
I'm with you. Just a scheduling note. Tuesday, we're going to be very, very, very NBA heavy because the season starts. So we'll have our preview.
Yeah.
I'm going to try my best not to watch too much of the four-letter because, honestly, this marriage between the Lakers and ESPN and LeBron James is honestly getting on my nerves. Because you could say This is how bad they're in with the Lakers and LeBron. So what do you think of the Dolphins and the way they played Washington last week? Well, it kind of reminded me of when LeBron played. Ooh,
I know. Kind of remind you about how I always bring up the Patriots. Is that what you're trying to say?
Driving me crazy. You know, ASU plays Utah this week. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that time LeBron was playing and Utah. Dude, we're not talking. We're not even in the same sport.
I know. It's insane. I have been, like, a little annoyed with it all because, you know, I don't just watch, you know, NFL Network. I do watch SportsCenter and ESPN and stuff like that, and I do hear them talking a lot about it.
Every game, everything, every time. Oh, my. Tell everyone how they get a hold of you because it's driving me crazy.
You guys, if you want to get a hold of me, you can follow me on Instagram, official_Mimi_C. Remember, my show will be back live next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sorry, you guys, I was out of commission for a couple weeks, but I'm back, and hopefully I have some good news for you guys coming up shortly. Hopefully we have a good week of football, and I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, you talk about being out of commission, your fantasy football teams. That's what's out of commission.
they've been out of commission since week one. We ain't talking about them, okay?
Woo, I'm going to do you like LeBron here. I did tell you that your kicker is projected to get more points than your starting wide receiver.
Yes, you did. And you know what? Everybody is entitled to have a bad year. I'm having a bad year, okay?
We need to talk. I'm going to offer you a trade for that Bears defense because you don't need
I need somebody. I ain't got no players. I ain't got no offense. Everybody who is good is suspended. Everybody who ain't good is hurt. I mean, I got nobody.
Yeah, I'm going to try to offer you a trade because it hurts my feelings. But you know what? That's what you get for drafting the Bears defense, trying to stick one to me. That's what you get.
Listen, I legitimately need them. If I didn't have them, you know, I would probably have zero wins.
All right, until next
week. At least
week,
I got three.
Three in two leagues. You got three victories over two leagues.
I know. At least I got three. Three is better than none.
All right, we'll talk next week.
Look at the cup half full.
Yeah, that cup half full. That cup three quarters empty. All right.
I really don't like you.
I'll catch up with you.
All right, I'll see you next week for sure.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right,
bye. That's the one, only Mia Chambers. I had to get her while I could. So, social media. At TheSportsCave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TheSportsCave.com. K is always with the K. PLR on sports on the Twitter. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Make sure you catch up with the Cave Show every day, 1 o'clock right here. You also can catch us on KSRN. Every day at 3 o'clock. And log on, check out a replay if there's something you missed. I'm sure we covered it here on The Cave Show with PLR. Like I said, everyone, have a great weekend. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Mia Chambers, for calling in on the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Until Monday, everyone, have a great weekend. This has been The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.